Off the Ball, GAA.
There's no one that can tell me that this isn't like one of their greatest All-Ireland championships.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Back into an All-Ireland final with Dublin. How is it feeling?
Yeah, looks great. Obviously, we're delighted. Just looking forward to the next 2 weeks and kind of the build-up. And yeah, hopefully we can put in a performance we're proud of.
Yeah, I was there in Tullamore. Extra time, you finally got the better of Galway in extra time. Was a lot of last year's hurt coming to the fore there?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we kind of didn't go into it with that mindset and that attitude. We went into it knowing the abilities and the capabilities of our team, and that if we performed and stuck to our game plan, that the outcome would be positive for us. Probably weren't as consistent with that performance as we'd like to. But yeah, look, extra time was nice to be able to push on a little bit and show our fitness. And yeah, we got over the line.
Yeah, when you're standing over that free to level it in normal time, is that a scenario that you're trying to recreate as best you can in training? You know, you've ran the legs off yourself for 60 odd minutes and it's a pressure situation.
Yeah, just another kick, to be honest, another free going through my routine like I would anywhere else on the training pitch in a friendly. You know, can't think of it as a big game, big moment, because you don't want that kind of to get into your head. So it's just about assessing the conditions, getting into your routine and hopefully getting a good strike on the ball.
And I know if you'd been a draw as well after extra time, it goes to 21 meter kicks instead of penalties, isn't it? Is that something that you're practicing as a group?
Yeah, look, we've done that a few times before, and just kind of so we know where it's at and all the rest. But we were obviously hoping to get the job done before I had to do that. To be honest, the light was becoming a bit of an issue. I don't think it would have been fair on either team if we had to take those free kicks in what was near darkness. But yeah, thankfully we didn't need that.
And at halftime in extra time, you're going in, you've outscored Galway 3-1 in extra time. What's the talk in the camp? Just trying to keep things calm.
Keep doing what we're doing. Just keep pushing for the next score. Don't sit in our laurels. We knew that Galway weren't going to give up without a fight, and they certainly didn't. So it was just keep going with our game plan, keep finding people, getting into space and getting shots off. And we knew that if we kind of did all that, that the results would come our way.
And you mentioned preparations now for the next 2 weeks. This being your last, maybe last year in the Dublin jersey.
Yeah.
Will you treat these preparations a little bit differently now, trying to savour them a little bit more than you would have previously?
I think I've been savouring this year already, like trying not to make it a big deal at all, but just, you know, I've known this is my last year literally since I came back with the squad, and they all know that too. Like, you know, there's always been a bit of banter, but no, it'll just be the same build up, trying to enjoy it, make the memories with the girls. Obviously the last training session might be a little bittersweet in that way, but look, I can't complain. I've had an incredible career no matter what happens. You know, on the 3rd of August, win or lose, I've been very lucky and even privileged to wear the Dublin jersey and even before that. So, just trying to enjoy it for what it is on and off the pitch.
And can you chat us through what the next 2 weeks will look like for yourself and the Dublin team in terms of training, how you get set up for such a big day, especially being in Dublin with Croke Park being there on your doorstep?
Yeah, look, I'm going to try and make it as normal a 2 weeks as possible. You know, I'm off school at the minute, so filling my days with, you know, minding my daughter Aoife and going off and getting a massage, meeting people for coffee, tidying the house, etc. And then training is just the usual. You know, our coaches and S&C will have it all set out for us to make sure that we're primed and ready, but it'll just be about fixing little tweaks that maybe we didn't get right against Galway and making sure we're fully prepped for what Meath are going to throw at us, because they're an excellent team with some phenomenal players, and it's going to be a serious battle on the day, and we're going to have to be at our best if we want to win.
Yeah, a repeat of 2021, obviously, when they dethroned the Dubs 5-in-a-row hunt. They had a fantastic win over Kerry. You know, you could feel the atmosphere in Tullamore that day. Massive crowd coming in from Meath as well. We're set for a monumental game.
Yeah, look, we're obviously not thinking about anything but the game and our own performance there. But yeah, Meath have had a great year. You know, obviously Meath football in general with the lads as well doing really well. They're in a good place, and there's a good rivalry building up there, and hopefully we get a good crowd into Croke Park to cheer on both teams. But yeah, for us again, just be focusing on ourselves and what we can improve on and how we want to play the game and impose it on our terms.
You mentioned the crowd there. You know, obviously we saw record attendances when you were kind of in your ascendancy, and they've started to fall a little bit, but the two matches in Tullamore last weekend were an unbelievable advertisement for ladies' Gaelic football, weren't they?
Yeah, look, brilliant. As I said, like before, the game is only getting better, and the quality of teams on show, and even teams that didn't make the quarterfinal or the semifinals have been really phenomenal. The championship's been wide open the last couple of years, I suppose. And the game's only going in one direction. We've so much more to go, but the progress is definitely there. And yeah, support at the weekend was brilliant. You know, we could hear, particularly like in the Kerry Meath semi-final, was incredibly loud when we were just arriving. And then yeah, during the game, the Dublin support was phenomenal. The Galway support was pretty good as well. And that's what you want. You know, it's so nice to have all these people traveling, spending their own money and time to come out and cheer you on. And we're the privileged few that get to wear the jersey, and we have to turn up and perform for them.
Overall, so you think the game is in a good place?
Yeah, I do, definitely. There's obviously improvements, there always is. You know, but definitely the skill level and the talent that's out there is improving. We're getting a lot of coverage media wise, and the backing of some really big sponsors like Lidl and stuff. So and TG Carr, like that's all brilliant. And there's always improvements, you know. And I think unification with the other codes will obviously help that as well, and bring a bit of parity and equality. But yeah, it could be better, but it's not bad from our perspective anyway, you know. And that's, I can only give my opinion on that.
And as I said, obviously, this being your last year, you toyed with the idea of last year being your last year as well. What brought you back? Was it the hurt from last year's Galway game?
I didn't toy with it. I was done. I was fairly retired until about February this year, to be honest. I know a couple of things. Yeah, look, obviously didn't want to, a lot of us didn't want to end our career on a performance like that. It felt like we let a lot of people down with that. So that was one thing. But just, I suppose I felt I had a bit more in me. A couple of girls were coming back, and I wanted to be part of that. Management were very persuasive in what they were kind of outlining, and you know, just a change of scenery, I suppose, and change of management and all the rest. It was just intriguing to see, and I felt like we had the talent there to achieve something. So yeah.
And talent, obviously, we saw yourself, Carla Rowe, being able to start last week was a huge boost for you. The backheel fake goal is something that I remember for a long time. But you've also got a lot of youth coming up as well. You take a look at the likes of Sophie McIntyre, you know, player of the match in the Leinster final, and she got on the scoreboard as well last weekend. What are you seeing from the younger players coming up now this year?
Yeah, I think it's really important. It's another kind of energizing thing. It's great to have obviously experience in the team and the squad, but the younger players bring in new energy, new ideas, new perspective and mindsets, and nearly bring like a naivety that's actually quite a good thing sometimes into the game. And you know, they don't seem to be as like I would find it very daunting at times, and they just are like a breath of fresh air coming in. I think it's very important to have that in a squad, to have a mixture of experience and youth and all the rest to bring in that freshness.
And there seems to be something special about this Dublin group this year. Sinead Goldrick mentioned last week after the match that there's just a big draw for each other. You're really close knit, both on and off the pitch. And I saw that after the first round game in Waterford as well. You were sitting down having your post-match grub, and it was like a family. Are you getting an extra sense of something special this year among the squad?
Yeah, look, I think every inter-county team could say that, but we definitely would consider each other family. We see each other so often. We know each other inside out. We hang out with each other, you know, on our off days and whatever else. But we're definitely very cohesive. And I suppose we do have a lot of graw for each other, but it's one of those things we're all very much united in the common goal of how much we love Dublin, and how proud we are to get to wear the jersey and want to show off our amazing city and kind of what we represent. And yeah, the girls are just good crack as well. So it's always nice when it's like that too. You know, I think a lot of us might not have met if we hadn't played football, but we're definitely really good friends off the pitch.
Brilliant. And I know you mentioned before in an interview about leaving a legacy behind for your daughter, Aoife, after you hang up the boots, which will be this year, 100% confirmed. There won't be any switching of your mind now come February.
No. Look, I'm definitely done. I'm very at peace with that as well. You know, as I said before, I've had an amazing career. I've given an awful lot to Dublin and Ireland and all beyond that. So I'm looking forward to just having a bit of family time outside of this. And Yeah, just getting to do things that you kind of put on the back burner a little bit when you're playing Dublin football and you can't do things because of matches and training and stuff like that. So, there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to outside of this. I played a bit of flag football last year outside of getting knocked out with Dublin. So I'm looking forward to getting back into that this year. Want to hopefully do a bit of travel and get over and watch a few American football games again. So loads of stuff like that. There's so much more out there in life outside of sports. So I'm looking forward to getting stuck in.
I was going to say it's one thing that we couldn't even rule out of you saying you'd want to go and play American football. Who's your team?
I play with the South Dublin Panthers. So they're a flag football team here in Dublin. There's a league that kind of goes all around Ireland, and I haven't been able to play with the girls so far with Dublin. They won the league there last week, but there's a mixed team I'm hopefully going to be able to jump in with. But yeah, it's just great fun. I've always loved American football and the sport, and I never really thought it'd be something I'd be able to play. So I enjoy it socially as well, and the team have been great as well.
Just another string to your bow, still, Hannah. And have you been over to America to American football games before?
So I was lucky enough last year, got to go to Kansas State, who are one of the teams that were over for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. We got to travel over there, myself and Kieran Kilkenny, and experience the atmosphere in a home game and stadium facilities, like just out of this world. And the passion they have for college football is absolutely incredible. They make it a spectacle and an event, and I'm so excited to kind of showcase that off to people who maybe wouldn't be as into it as much here. Like when that game comes over here to Dublin on August 23rd, like it's not just the game. There's pre-events, parades, the tailgating, all these prep rallies and all the rest. Like it's just a crazy, crazy spectacle, but it's so much fun and entertaining. And then the talent of the match itself is just incredible.
Yeah, you think it's something that we could learn from, take a little bit of the antics that they have going on and breed them into the
Yeah, I
game?
don't know. I was asked this before. I don't know. Like, it would be great, but I think the GAA is great as it is, like in the spectacle and the kind of people's own little rituals and routines and all the rest. But yeah, definitely one or two little bits here and there. But I don't know if tailgating would be a good thing before GAA games. We'd never get anyone in the turnstiles.
And who's your team that you support over?
So for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, I'm supporting Kansas State. Yeah, really looking forward to them doing the business against Iowa State. And it's hopefully going to be a great matchup. Those two are predicted to kind of meet in the Big 12 conference final at the end of the year as well. So it's nice to have it as first game of the season to kick off a bit of rivalry.
And if you were to play American football, which you do, is a flag, they're the same rules pretty much?
It's five aside, just non-contact basically. So five aside instead of 11 aside, and yeah, non-contact kind of thing. So I play kind of wide receiver. So
That was going to be the question if you were to play where, yeah, that adds up similar to the rugby then.
a little bit, yeah.
And are you heading over to the Women's World Cup in the next one?
So working a little bit with RT here at home, and then I'll head over to the New Zealand game to Brighton in September as well. So really looking forward to cheering on the girls and what can hopefully be a very successful year for them.
The road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park, the football championship. Available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.